Amen.
Good morning. If you would please stand and rise, join us in worship. And just a reminder that though I ask you to initially take this stance of intentionality, to just please choose to worship however you so feel led. So if you feel led to come to the altar, to kneel, to sit, to raise your hands, to dance, please know that you are free to worship the Lord as His Spirit leads you today. This is a safe place to worship our God together. So great and so mighty in every possible way. And there is nothing in this world that can satisfy our desires and our needs like he can. He is the only one who can satisfy. So if we can take a moment to just offer up praises to him, he is worthy of our praise. Even just declare the ways that he satisfies your needs and your every godly desire. Lord God, you are so mighty, so powerful, and there is nothing that you can't do. You turn mourning into dancing. For every single person that is in here, Lord God, that is your desire. To give beauty for ashes and joy for sadness. And so, Lord, I pray for that blessing over every heart that is gathered here together today, that they would know that you are good, that there is nothing that compares to your power and your goodness. Lord, there is nothing that can stand against you and your will. Lord, the works that you have begun in our lives, in the lives of those around us, and in this world, you will bring to completion. Lord, and we can trust and believe in you because of who you are. You are greater and stronger and higher than any other. Amen.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. God, we know that you work for our good, whatever that looks like, whatever that holds for us in these uncertain days. Lord, we just pray that that you will work in our lives and that you will teach us to behold your majesty, to behold your glory, and that in all things that we do, that we would glorify you most of all. We pray these things in the name of Jesus.
And so, Jesus, there really is no other name that our heart could sing of, that our lips could cry out, but your name, Jesus. Your name is higher, your name is stronger, your name is more beautiful, more majestic. There is no other name that salvation is found in. At your name, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth and declare that you are Lord Jesus to the glory of the Father. Jesus, your name is a refuge in the midst of a world that is in turmoil, in the midst of fear, in the midst of uncertainty. Lord, your name is what we cling to. You are who we cling to. We run to you. For you are a rock. You are a tower. You are one who is higher than we are. You are unchanging. You are faithful. And you are good. Our hearts will sing no other name but you, Jesus. You are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our affection. We honor you. We ask, Jesus, that by your Spirit, that you would speak to our hearts, that it would be by no other means that we hear but by your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, to do that work. You're welcome here. We acknowledge, too, that there would be voices, there would be spirits who would come against the knowledge of Christ, that would come against the work of your Spirit, and we say no to those. We don't want that. We want Jesus. So we take our stand in Christ and say, Jesus, have your way. Father, may your kingdom come. May your will be done here in this time, in our lives, in our hearts, as it is in heaven. What a privilege to run to you, knowing that you hold us, that you welcome us, and that you speak. Speak to us, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen. Amen. Before you are seated, the children at this time would be dismissed from kindergarten to sixth grade, would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Steph. And I would invite you, if you have a Bible, to open it to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians is in the New Testament. If you find the book of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, then Acts and Romans, and then you will find 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and in honor of God's word, I would ask that you just stand if you are able, as I would read it in honor of the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The Apostle Paul is the writer, and he says, brothers, I cannot address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Thank you for